Yeah, I'm Keith Bolson. I was born and raised on a corn soybean farm in Illinois. Did a PhD in feedlot nutrition at the University of Nebraska a long time ago. Spent a 32-year teaching and research career at Kansas State University in Manhattan, Kansas. Got there in July of 71, retired in June of 2003. Moved to Austin, Texas. My wife and I have a little consulting business called Keith Bolson and Associates, and our number one client is Bruno Remedy Limited in London, and we provide the tech support for an oxygen barrier film called SiloStop that is used to seal bunkers and piles and protect them from oxygen.
What is SiloStop?
SiloStop was originally developed for the food industry. It's an oxygen barrier film. The resins in it give it an oxygen barrier capacity that is greater than anything else on the marketplace. The oxygen barrier effect of this SiloStop film keeps oxygen away from the surface of a bunker pile of forage, corn silage, alfalfa haylage, high moisture corn, earlage, and it protects that stored feed from oxygen and deterioration over time due to infiltration of air into the silage mass.
Now, we often assume that a pile of silage is going to be lost a little bit because of some spoilage on the outside. So what does this do?
Okay. We call it shrink loss. A lot of ways to measure shrink loss. It's acres harvested and ensiled versus acres fed and that differential. It's tons in, tons out. And we measure shrink virtually for every type of silage storage system available. Shrink in bunkers and piles in our corn silage industry in the U.S. And last year we put up about 109 million tons of corn silage in 2011. And we are probably going to have lost about 20% of that inventory due to shrink.
So what is this? How will this product help?
Okay. Well, shrink occurs in several phases of the silage program. That initial loss is due to respiration. Then we have the oxygen excluded, we have fermentation, we have the storage phase, air and water comes in, we have spoilage, we open that bunker pile, we start to feed, we have losses off the face, aerobic spoilage, and when it's all said and done, we have some producers out there, feedlots, dairies, that are losing 20%+ of their inventory. With appropriate technology and appropriate management practices, we are able to get shrink loss into the single digit shrink category. We're able to get, and we have producers doing this, that are consistently achieving shrink losses in bunkers and piles that are less than 10%. And that has a huge effect on the cost of feeding a ton of silage. If, let's just say, corn silage is $60 to $70 a ton in the bunker, in the pile, all the cost accounted for. That bunker pile is going to be empty at some point in time, several months, a year from now. If I lost 20% of it versus only losing 10% of it, that is a $5, $6, $7 differential in the cost of feeding a ton of corn silage. So when I'm calculating milk over feed cost, and I can use $65 a ton versus $72 a ton, that's a huge difference. So there are really four important components that we talk about in managing shrink in bunkers and piles. The first one involves density. The higher the density, the lower the shrink. And we can make some significant improvements in densities with a lot of our producers in bunkers and piles working with their silage contractor. The next component involves effective sealing, and this is where our oxygen barrier film comes in. And our field trial data, which I've been responsible for, our database tells us that the oxygen barrier film reduces the shrink loss in the outer 2 to 3 feet of the mucker pile by about 50%. So if I'm losing 20 to 30% of the outer 2 to 3 feet under normal black on white polyethylene plastic bunker covers that we traditionally used, if I use the oxygen barrier film, I can cut that shrink loss by 50%. So if I'm losing 25, I add the oxygen barrier film, I'm going to cut that loss to 12.5. And basically what we're doing is reducing the total shrink loss in a bunker pile by 2 to 4 percentage units with the oxygen barrier film. Now, another area where we get significant losses is during feed out. And a lot of our problems during feed out occur because the bunker pile is not properly sized, the feeding face is too large. So when we combine those three technologies, density, sealing with the SiloStop oxygen barrier film, proper sizing and feed out management, that's how we get producers from 20% shrink to 10. And the last piece of that puzzle is using a good, effective lactic acid bacterial inoculant. So when we get all of those tied together in a good silage program, we get to single-digit shrink, and the oxygen barrier film is responsible for 2 to 4 percentage points of that 10% points that we're saving. Tom, the last point I'd like to make is that the SiloStop.com website has been updated, has been redone. It's a terrific website, and I'd encourage the listeners who want additional information on this to go to our website, or they can email me at keithbolson@hotmail.com, and we'd sure be glad to hear from them and help them out in their silage program.